神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Going to be talking about marriage today.
今天我们要谈一谈婚姻。
And I want us to look at it and see the true value of marriage.
我们要来看一下到底婚姻有什么真正的价值。
It is being questioned today.
在这个时代呢，大家有一种存疑。
So we should understand, is marriage valuable to us?
我们需要了解婚姻对我们有什么价值。
Now, I want us to recognize that marriage is the place where we continue life, we give birth to children.
从婚姻，我们有孩子，有后代出来。
We enlarge our personalities.
对我们的个性做一种伸展，做一种伸延。
Our lifestyles are changed and molded by our marriage.
我们的生活形态也被婚姻来陶塑。
Many of the attitudes we have are from our marriage.
很多态度也从婚姻来的。
We look at life differently with a greater life perspective in marriage.
从婚姻我们会有不同的对人生的看法，我们会有更好的人生观。
In marriage, we get a depth of intimacy and knowing one another that cannot be found in any other relationship.
在这个婚姻里面呢，我们可以找到是别人不能取代的一种彼此的这种亲密的关系。
And as I said before, there are many questions today, and our culture is turning away from marriage in many places.
但是我刚才说到，在这个时代呢，对于婚姻已经有一种很走样的这种看法，或者是呢，已经呢走差了路。
There is a greater divorce rate.
目前这个离婚率非常的大。
It's a period when couples cohabit, in other words, they live together without marriage.
很多男女他们就不结婚就同居在一起了。
You see, there's a lot of people that are just saying, I'm not going to get married.
很多人就这样想说我不结婚的。
Instead, they try to get the benefits they can by co-living with someone else.
他们只要跟别人同居，然后呢，不结婚，他们只要一些好处。
But you see, they're not really gaining the intimacy they should.
这样的话就没有真正的亲密程度。
The true companionship that should be in marriage is not coming when in your mind you think I can get rid of this person anytime I want to.
真正的这种彼此的那种亲密的关系呢，绝对不能放在说我可以想要就要，想不要就不要。
The word commitment is not known by that.
这个时代呢，这个尾声呢，已经好像不存在了。
You might say to me, then, why is marriage losing its appeal?
或许你说，那为什么这个时代，为什么婚姻的意义就这样子没有了呢？
For it is not our culture.
因为不在文化里面了。
Our culture was strong loyalty and strong families.
我们的文化是以前呢是有那种很强烈的家庭的这种家庭的感，或者是说很强烈的这种婚姻的关系的。
I guess actually our age today and our society makes us to think of ourselves first before we think of anyone else.
这个社会已经到一个地步，我们只想到我自己，根本不想到别人的。
And so you see, actually, we need one another.
基本上我们是需要别人的。
And when we are selfish, we cannot really find the expanding of our life the way we should.
当我们自私的时候呢，我们没有办法让自己可以扩展，可以伸展。
Marriage should be selflessness.
婚姻基本上是不自私。
Being able to compromise, not always having my own way.
有时候我们需要做一点妥协，让步，不是每一次都按照我的方法做。
Putting another person's need before your own.
看别人的需要过于自己的需要。
So you see, those who are actually living together without marriage, they're not doing this.
所以那些不结婚然后就同居的男女呢，他们根本没有这些东西。
You know, actually, they may try to tell you of their great love. They may try to tell you that you're the only one. But the fact is, because they will not marry you, because they will not make the commitments, there is not that intimacy that will ever grow between them.
或许对方彼此跟对方说呢，你是我最爱的，你是唯一的。但是因为他们没有这种婚姻啊、这样的一个制度呢，所以呢，他们永远没有办法进入真正的亲密，没有办法啊、发展出婚姻的真正的关系。
Actually, materialism makes us weaker people.
有时候物质就让我们很脆弱。
More pleasure seeking.
我们就会只有寻求娱乐享受。
As we said before, more selfish.
那就变成更自私。
So in some ways, people don't want to get married because they're unwilling to face the adversities and problems that may come.
很多人不想结婚，因为他们不想面对婚姻里面的这种问题，要解决的这些责任。
In a sense, it's a form of cowardness.
有时候呢，实在是一种懦弱的表现。
The strong man that lays by your side, that tells you he wants to stay with you, but we don't need to get married, may be a man who is weak and cannot face the adversities of life.
或许你旁边有一个男人告诉你说，我们不需要结婚，我们只要住在一起就很好了。那或许这样的人呢，就是那个没有办法面对承担生活的人。
You see the conflicts and those inherited difficulties that may come, simply might hurt my own personal happiness, so I don't want to get involved.
有时候冲突也好，或者是困难、责任也好，这些呢都会亏损我自己的这种享受，所以呢，我最好不要去参与。
Another thing, with the high divorce rate as is gaining, and with the cohabitation of couples just living together, children are not getting models of husbands and wives. They are learning selfishness and pleasing their own selves.
另外一个问题呢，不管是离婚也好，或者是同居，我们的孩子们他们所学到的就是一种自私的模式。
Now as we are talking today, you recognize I'm talking about marriage, then I'm talking about divorce, and then I'm talking about living together, cohabitating.
所以我现在谈到的有谈到婚姻，或谈到离婚，或者是谈到同居。
And I want to see how these things affect marriage today in our culture.
那我们要来看一看到底这一些怎么样在影响我们的文化。
You see, those who live together, and this is becoming more and more part of our society.
这个社会呢，有越来越多的人呢，只要同居在一起。
Many of the reasons, and I've given you a few, but they don't want to lose their personal freedom.
那首先我谈到，他们不喜欢失去自己的自由。
Those who live together without being married actually want marriage and the sweetness of marriage without the responsibility or without the growth that comes with marriage.
那些不结婚只要同居的人呢，他们要婚姻里面的那种甜蜜的一面，但是却要避免婚姻里面的责任。
It seeks for the pleasures of marriage without its difficulties.
所以呢，他们不要困难，他们只要这种婚姻里面的这种，他们只要寻乐。
And so you say, well, what's wrong with that?
或许你说这样有什么不对吗？
You see, when you avoid the difficulties and you risk the commitments that you get, then you never have true intimacy and you never grow in your personality and in your understanding of the fullness of life.
因为如果你想避免这种两个人在一起的困难或者是责任的话，那么你就没有办法有任何的成长，也没有办法进入真正的两个人的那种亲密关系。
No matter what they may say to each other, couples never give themselves fully to the other one.
不管你自己怎么想，对方怎么说，这样的同居的关系呢，两个人绝对不会把自己完全的给对方的。
Can you see that difference than marriage?
你可以这样分别出来，同居跟婚姻有什么不一样吗？
True marriages is when we give ourselves to each other.
真正的婚姻是把自己完全的托付给对方。
But they never, when they just live together, they never achieve this.
如果同居的话，是绝对没有办法对这样子的一个目标完成的。
Now let's talk about divorce.
我们来谈一谈离婚的事情。
We know that this is a process of dissolving a marriage.
那这个离婚是婚姻之后的一个结果。
Have you ever wondered about what happens to those that do get divorced?
有没有想过那些离婚的人以后会怎么样？
There was a study of 52 couples that got a divorce.
有一个对52对婚姻离婚的人做这样的研究。
Now, of these 52 couples, they thought their life would be much better. But they found out that only one of the couples in each of the marriages had any help at all.
这52对离婚的夫妇呢，他们都以为离婚后他们会活得更好、更改善。结果他们研究发现，就其中呢，只有一方得到一些帮助而已。
Half of these men who remarried, in a while they were either separated or divorced from the second spouse.
其中有一半的男人呢，就是丈夫离婚之后呢，他们又结婚了，又再婚了。结果再婚之后呢，发现呢，大部分他们又再次分开或者是离婚。
They could not find what they were looking for in another mate.
因为他们不再能够再找到他们所要的另外一个伴侣。
Actually, about a fifth of them were in very bad condition after they divorced.
那甚至在他们再离婚之后进入非常糟糕的情况。
Even after 10 years, many of them were very angry at their first spouse.
十年之后，很多这其中的离婚的人对于对方就是被离婚的人呢，都还是非常的愤怒。
This shows the intimacy that first spouses had together. It doesn't seem to lose its effectiveness at all.
这个意思是什么呢？这表示说呢，你的第一个结婚的对象，即使你跟他离婚了，他在你的这种关系里面的那种所留下的影响呢，是不会抹煞的。
You might say, I don't think of my other spouse at all. I don't care for them. Actually, we're still friends. But there is still something within you that's called this deep intimacy that I don't think you'll ever really lose from the subconsciousness.
或许你说呢，我才不在意他，我现在跟他没有关系了，我们还是维持很好的朋友关系。但是不管你怎么说，你怎么想，在你的潜意识里面，那种彼此的第一次婚姻的那种亲密关系，已经落一个印象，落一个关系在那里了。
So we see then that this may not be the answer to your happiness of your life,as you think it would be.
所以你就发现即使你离婚并没有让你得到更快乐的人生。
Therefore, we must take a look at marriage and understand the realities of the benefits that it gives us.
所以我们好好的来正面来看婚姻要给你的好处，婚姻会带给你什么样的影响。
You see, the one who made us is the one who instituted marriage.
那一位造我们的神呢，他也就是那一位为我们预备婚姻设定婚姻的神。
And he knows what we need.
他知道我们需要什么。
When you buy something, an appliance, you get a book with it to tell you how to care for this appliance.
当你买一个东西的时候呢，你会有拿到一个好像说明书一样来告诉你，帮助你知道认识怎么样来爱护这样的一个东西。
Because no one knows how to take care of that appliance better than the one who made it.
因为只有那一位制造这些电器的人才知道怎么样来保养这些电器。
Now God realized the importance of relationship.
上帝知道人的关系是很重要的。
It's so much a part of our life and the happiness of our life.
它关系到我们生活生命里面的快乐。
God wanted us to love each other more than we love ourselves.
神要我们能够彼此相爱，过于爱我们自己。
He wanted us to meet each other's needs.
他要我们能够满足对方的需要。
You see, it is the meaning of permanency. We're going to be committed to that person.
那这个呢，是一种委身的一种意义，就是我们要把自己托付给对方。
So you see, when we look at marriage that way, for some, they feel it's a burden.
有一些人呢，看婚姻的时候，看成一种责任，一种重担。
But that's not true.
这不是真的事实。
It's only a burden when we want to live for self.
当你自己只为自己活的时候，就会成为你的重担。
But there is a true freedom and joy in be able to love others more than ourselves, meeting their need, which meets our needs.
当你愿意为对方着想，来满足对方的需要的时候，彼此真的这样子相爱的时候，那么就会让你得到真正的快乐跟自由。
For some, they may feel that they've been a failure in marriage.
有一些人呢，他们认为他们在婚姻里面失败了。
They've not met those needs.
因为他们没有啊，能够符合那些需要。
They've not put the person first before themselves.
他们没有办法爱对方过于自己。
So they feel that marriage and keeping those commitments is just too hard.
所以呢，这样子要彼此委身的话，要守这个婚姻实在太难了。
But there is a place that we can keep these things.
事实上，我们是可以做得到的。
There are those that do it.
那有些人就不是这样做吗？
We do not have to fail in our marriage.
你不需要做一个婚姻的失败者。
There is a place where we can mend it with the same material that we have, instead of trying to mend it with a piece of plastic. What I mean by that is, whenIn a company that makes something, maybe makes something out of steel, and there is a bad spot and it breaks, they mend that with another piece of steel, and they weld it until it becomes extra strong. They do not put a piece of plastic in there and think that this is truly going to mend this piece of a tool or whatever it is.
当我们要弥补的时候呢，我们不能用不同的这种质料来弥补，比如说呢，一个刚做的东西，然后呢，它有个地方破损，当你要来把它补起来的时候，你绝对不能用钢以外的质料，你一定要用钢自己的质料来弥补，才可以用，才可以很强壮。
So we don't throw our marriage away. We try to mend it. And in mending it, we will find some experiences that will be wonderful.
那对于婚姻也是一样，当我们有问题的时候，我们要来想办法来改善，来弥补，而不是把它丢掉，那让它更好。
There are many, many people who have good marriages.
很多人有很好的婚姻。
They have found some secrets in how to make their marriage work.
他们找到一些婚姻的秘诀，让婚姻过得很好。
There was another study that had 351 marriage couples.
有另外一个研究，就是关于351对婚姻的这种夫妻的研究。
They had been married over 15 years.
都已经结婚超过50年了。
And they were to give a reason why they felt their marriage lasted that long.
他们都每一个人都需要讲出他们为什么可以让婚姻维持50年以上的原因。
I want to give you the 7 highest answers.
我要把那个最高的那些答案跟你讲。
One of the answers was, my spouse is my best friend.
其中一个是说呢，我的配偶是我最好的朋友。
And then another one said, I like my spouse as a person. They would like them anywhere.
另外一个说呢，我很喜欢我的配偶，不管他在哪里，我就是喜欢他。
Another one was that they recognize that marriage is a long-term commitment.
另外一个答案是说呢，我了解到这种婚姻好像一个长跑一样，是一个长久的一种尾声。
For many, they said that marriage is sacred to them.
很多人说呢，婚姻是神圣的。
Another answer was, we agree on aims and goals together.
还有另外一个答案是说呢，我们两个人一起 同意我们两个人应该走向的目标。
Some said my spouse has grown more interesting to me.
那另外一个说呢，我的另外一半，我的配偶呢，他越来对我越有兴趣。
Actually, this happens many times.
所以有时候就是这样子，很多时候是这样子的。
When you marry young and you begin to grow together, your spouse begins to enlarge their borders of their life, carrying you with them, and they become more interesting in their life.
一开始很年轻的时候结婚了，可是越来越住在一起。越过生活呢，就越对对方有那种兴趣，越喜欢。
And others said, I want our relationship to succeed.
那有的人就这样讲说呢，我真的要我们的关系可以成功。
You see, several of them dealt with the relationship to each other, and several dealt with the commitment to one another.
所以这个其中有一个部分呢，是提到说呢，对于这个关系方面呢，他们在努力。另外一部分呢，是提到说呢，他们对他们的尾声负责任。
You see, we need a road map for our marriage.
婚姻需要一个地图。
There are many roads that may lead to one destination.
很多时候，很多条路可以指向一个目标。
Some of them may be very rough.
有的路呢，比较崎岖。
Actually, some of them you may not be able to get through.
那有的路呢，中间有障碍，到不了。
But there are other roads that are much smoother and closer.
却也有一些路是比较近的，而且呢，比较容易走的。
So we need some understanding, like a road map, to give us the best possible way through our marriage.
所以对婚姻，你需要有像一个地图一样，可以看到哪一条路可以最好走得最好。
There are some psychological thinking that will bring success.To your marriage.
有一些心理上面的一些想法观念呢，可以帮助你达到成功的婚姻。
So we can take some steps in our marriage.
这样的话，我们就可以一步一步的来。
We can watch some roadsides along the way.
我们就一面走，然后一面看。
So let us then think about some of these things that can help our marriage.
我们就来想一想，到底哪一些可以帮助我们走得更好。
This may seem a little hard for some of you, but it is very, very important.
这是一个很重要的，或许对你很难，但是很重要的一点。
The very first thing we have to do is separate ourselves emotionally from our family to cling to that one we have married.
第一个，你需要把你从你原来的原生家庭的这种情绪上的连结呢，可能要把它割开、舍掉。然后好好的连接在现在的你的婚姻里面。
Now we must invest fully in our marriage. And when we have given our allegiance to our wife, we have to draw some of it away from our mother and father.
当你把自己的感情放在自己的妻子、丈夫身上的时候，那么你必须要从以前的从自己的父母亲那边要减少而增加在自己的伴侣上面。
Building life together.
一起来建造生命
Sharing each other's experiences
好好的分享彼此的经验
Developing together
好好的一起来发展
Including both of us in these activities
两个人都要彼此参与对方的一些活动
I remember when I spoke on this at one place A woman came to me and she said Well, I never thought that I should share my money with my husband
我曾经在教这个课程的时候呢有一个太太来告诉我说我从来没有想过我的钱应该跟我的先生的放在一起来分享
Well, my money's mine and his money's his
我们家是这样子的我的是我的然后他的是他的
There probably isn't anything more than money that can give us a feeling of self-sufficiency
这种彼此关系的连结呢，我想没有再比钱更能够让我们得到这个目的的。
And instead of building unity together, you'll go off on different paths.
如果你把钱分开的话，那么呢，不但没有办法把我们连接在一起，而且呢，两个人各走各的。
Establish a pleasant sexual life and hold dearly to it.
对于性的生活呢，要好好的。培养让它成为一个很甜蜜的关系而且好好的持守
A lot of problems can develop out of this
很多问题是从这方面就是性关系来的
So you must learn how to enjoy one another and share with one another
要建立一种可以彼此分享享受的这样的一个关系
When the children begin to come We must learn how to adjust to them within the life of the husband and wife, and how to protect and preserve our marriage through our children.
当孩子出生之后，我们夫妻之间呢，就要好好的防护或者是保护住彼此的这种连结的，还有这种亲密的关系，不要让孩子受到影响。
When problems and crises come, we must learn how to confront them and master them together.
当困难危机来的时候，彼此要懂得怎么样好好的来商谈面对，一起来解决。
We share in the bad times as well as the good times.
我们同甘而且要共苦。
Learn how to keep our marriage ties and bonds in the face of all kinds of adversities and hardships and even evil.
不管面对任何的危机、困难或者是邪恶的这样的情境的时候呢，两个人都是紧紧的靠在一起来面对的。
Learn how to laugh together and use humor instead of letting life become so serious and so bored.
不要太无聊、太单调，或者是好像什么都很严肃一样。彼此稍微幽默一下，可以好好的彼此来欢笑。
Learn how to nurture and comfort each other.
要学习怎么样能够为对方啊，给他一些喂养、滋润，或者是呢，给他一些安慰。
How happy a wife is when her husband really cares how she feels.
如果先生很在意、关心太太的话，你知道那个太太是很高兴的。
And then keep romance alive, as you face the realities of the changing times of your life.
即使呢，人生啊越来就是走越久之后呢，还是要好好的仍然维持住你原来的那种罗曼蒂克的那种爱。
By a smile, by a look, by a touch, let them know that they're still very dear to you, and they are.The one that they love.
用你的微笑，用你的碰触，用你的那种传神，让对方知道说呢，他对你还是那么的甜蜜，然后你还是很亲爱的。
You see, marriage can be wonderful.
婚姻是很美好的。
And God can help you with your marriage.
神一定可以帮助你，让你有个很好的婚姻。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名、住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。